Broadcasting live from the Georgia World Congress Center for Georgia Technology Summit 2023. It's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, so excited to be broadcasting live from Georgia Technology Summit 2023. This is a great event. This summit represents the largest technology showcase in Georgia, and excited to be talking to my guest right now, Kyle Porter with SalesLoft. He is the Hall of Fame inductee this year. Welcome, Kyle.
Glad to be here. That's the first time I've ever been introduced that way.
Well, for us, it's kind of a full circle moment because I think we interviewed you at the beginning of version 1.0 or 2.0 of SalesLoft back in the day.
I've lost track of the versions by now, but it was a long time ago, and we thought we had something. We didn't know how we were going to do it, but we figured it out.
And that is the key to success, and for some folks, gets them in the Hall of Fame. Can you talk a little bit about the journey of SalesLoft? Like, what was kind of the initial moment where you thought we have something here, and then how did it progress to the Hall of Fame?
You know, I was very fortunate to be partnered up with David Cummings really early. He believed me when I said that I wanted to create an environment where other people could come to learn, to do more, to become more, to take their talents and skills to the next level. And that was the mission of the business before we even knew what the company was going to be. But it was natural that it was in sales because that's what I've been doing my whole life. And so we just started chipping away at the problem that sellers faced. And we created a bunch of products and we tried them in the market, and some worked a little, some didn't work at all. And we just kept on and kept on. And, you know, we stumbled across this solution that is now the flagship of our company and has really fundamentally changed the profession of sales. And so we're very fortunate to have, stayed in the game, stayed close to our customers' pains and kept inventing and trying new things until we got one that stuck.
Now, in the journey, what kind of came first? The market obviously was there. People have to sell, right? If you don't sell, you don't eat, kind of thing. But there weren't the tools that they needed really to maximize their efforts and their efficiencies? Or was it something that you had this idea that you kind of fit into the sales community?
You know, I'd say we fell in love with the problem that sellers face. They were using multiple different technologies. They weren't able to deliver their customers with a sincere and authentic message. They weren't able to do it at scale. There were, you know, the market had been underserved by technology for the last decade, with CRM really being the only thing that had been created. And we came in and we said, we can really do something special here, and we can fundamentally change this profession and do it with, you know, workflow solutions that are smart, that are easy to use, that understand the desire for sellers to connect with their buyers in amazing ways and understand the need to do it in a repeatable and scalable fashion. And we started building it, and it worked out. You know, it was really solving the problem first, though.
So when you have a solution that's new to a group of people that maybe were reluctant to try new things, how were you able to kind of create that escape velocity that enabled you to kind of catapult to the success that you have been?
You know, I talk to entrepreneurs about this all the time. You got to make your first solution so easy to consume and use that it doesn't require significant integrations or configurations or, you know, anything like that. And so SalesLoft had a gateway version that allowed people to just click, log in, use, and open their eyes to what more could be provided. So that was one path that we did to come in there in that market. And the other thing was that they were so desperate for good solutions, sellers were, that, you know, they would try a lot of different things. And so we always got people that would raise their hand and check it out to see if it was the real deal like we said it was.
How important was kind of finding the right market partners for the product to kind of be in its own ecosystem so it can create an adoption through people using tools maybe that weren't exactly the same, but they were in the neighborhood?
Yeah, we had some pretty good partners. You know, we ultimately did a really good partnership with LinkedIn where they invested in us. They became a big customer and let us integrate with their product. That exists today. We've got great relationships with Google, and we've got integrations with Salesforce.com. These have been great partnerships, but I'd say above all of these things, you know, we drink our own champagne. So we use SalesLoft to communicate and connect with our buyers. And, you know, if we're not the best at it, then how can we go out to market with the product and say that, you know, this will help you in that way? So we're constantly able to have great discussions across our whole organization with our prospective customers, with our current customers, with our, you know, future customers, and And I think that engine of using SalesLoft to evangelize SalesLoft or distribute SalesLoft was really a key ingredient.
So what's next for you in SalesLoft?
You know, SalesLoft is in very capable hands. In mid-March, I stepped away from the business as a full-time CEO operator, and we brought in a gentleman named David Obrand, who has got more experience, more wisdom, more capabilities than I have amassed in my career, and he really fills the need for where we are at this stage. And, you know, SalesLoft is on a great trajectory. This is a company that could easily become an IPO public business, and, you know, continues to fundamentally transform the profession of sales. I remain on the board and active in assisting the business, and then I have more time to spend with my family. I don't have any other business pursuits at this point in time. I'm helping my wife with her home farming business, her tangerine farming business. But outside of that, it's, you know, love on my family and take the kids to school, coach the sports, you know, basketball, baseball, go on field trips, you know, cook and clean and work around the house. And that's what I'm doing right now. But I don't think I'll do that forever. So we'll see what happens next.
Now, how have you found the Atlanta startup ecosystem? You've seen it grow over the years. Is it, you know, how you imagined it could be, or is this, you
better.
See some gaps that maybe need to be filled?
You know, it's better. I think I fell in love with Atlanta technology in 2005, our community, our venture-backed community, the startups, the founders, the providers and supporters, and I hoped and dreamed it would be something amazing, but it's really evolved to be something more than I thought. We have some incredible companies here that, you know, they're making a difference on a global scale. It's not like we're playing the Atlanta Olympics against each other. It's like we're playing at, you know, against the rest of the world.
Are you finding that there's the collaboration and you're seeing the mashups where people have successful exits and they're partnering with other people within the community, and there's a, you know, kind of a level of camaraderie that maybe it's not part of every community like Atlanta?
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people are having big exits and walking away and, you know, living on the boat for the rest of their lives. I think they're coming back and feeding that into the community, and I'm certainly going to do that and have already started. You know, I probably made 25 angel investments, the majority of those around the Georgia and Atlanta, you know, area. And you look at someone like Rob Foreman, who was the co-founder of SalesLoft. He held multiple C-level titles. You know, when he left, he was the president of the company. And now I see him pouring into so many other awesome, amazing startups in town. And they're calling me and saying, you know, Rob is phenomenal, and he's helping our business in amazing ways. And so I think you're going to see the SalesLoft alumni community come out in full force. They're going to start businesses. They're going to join executive teams. They're going to help companies take it to the next level. And that's a dream come true for me. But, you know, outside of that, I think we got a lot of great founders and entrepreneurs who are doing the same.
Well, congratulations on being inducted into the Hall of Fame. You do important work, and we appreciate you.
Thank you so much. This means a lot to me, and I'm really grateful to be here with you all and be part of this big event today.
All right, this is Lee Cantor. We'll be back in a few at Georgia Technology Summit 2023.